Maybe one can put it like this, that when you look at the cosmic order of the planets and the orbits and the stars and all that rotating up there, you can see it in two ways. That whatever appears up there affects your life in certain ways. Makes it sometimes winter, sometimes summer. Sometimes day, sometimes night, and so on. Now that's important, that's significant. And whatever is cyclic in that appearance, which it obviously is, affects you too, comes to run your life, the world that your life is going on in. And of course you start to see a divine order in that, and how the sun riding there on his chariot every day from east to west upholds life here. It's a whole movie going on out there. And of course, it lends itself so well to telling stories. And instead of going to the cinema, you go to the starry sky. You see those stars, that group over there, it's called so-and-so, and the story goes like this. But then, some prefer to look at it the other way, at the mechanics of it. What these things are made of, that we see flying around here. What makes them orbit? About gravitation, about this and that. And Einstein. But that is just the mechanics of it. If I go to a theater and want to look at a play, I'm not interested in what machinery is used to make things happen on that stage. I'm interested in the drama, the story, what's going on that stage. And I think that's where we can actually start to understand these mysterious cosmologies of the past and of the East.